USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the new Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus, the governor of New York, as is the country of Australia, is contemplating more lockdowns. At this time, a couple of cases of Omicron have been discovered in Canada. Dr. Francis Collins on CNN says it's still too early to tell, but this variant might not be as powerful as other variants.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case, but they're mostly young people who have mild illness anyway, so I would say we just don't know.
The latest storm system to hit the Pacific Northwest triggered fresh evacuation orders and at least one mudslide in British Columbia, Canada, late Sunday. Flood sirens also sounded in Washington State as the Nooksack River overflowed north of Seattle. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has declared the 2021 word of the year. It is vaccine. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay.
Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better.
Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 50% off a new system this week. Visit SimplySafe.com.
There's speculation President Trump may be facing legal troubles.
The man once known as then-President Trump's personal fixer, his personal attorney Michael Cohen, says he believes that the former president will be indicted very soon on campaign finance violations.
They are going after Donald. They're going after Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, a whole slew of individuals.
Released last week from a 3-year prison sentence for tax fraud and lying to Congress, crimes which he admits he committed, Cohen also told NBC's Meet the Press that he believes Trump is delaying an announcement about whether he's running in 2024 to purposely keep earning money off his supporters.
That I'm thinking about it. That's only to keep the grift growing.
Cohen also has a new memoir out. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Trump advisors have indicated if he does run in 2024, Mike Pence will not be his running mate. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
Just before the 2020 presidential election, a laptop computer with incriminating evidence against the Biden family was blocked by mainstream media and social media. Journalist Jill Concha from The Hill publication was on Fox News Monday morning, pointing out the hypocrisy that journalists pick and choose news stories based on party affiliation. New evidence shows President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, received a $30 million diamond from a company with ties to China's military.
When Googling the words Hunter Biden diamond right before coming on the air, I'm seeing almost 0.0 coverage of this. And this is likely due to the new golden rule of journalism. Thou shall not broach, let alone cover, Hunter Biden in any capacity, unless it's to promote his art or to attack so-called right-wing media in making somehow him the victim. Look, Hunter sits on the third rail of journalism. He is untouchable. Despite time after time after time, he should be at the top of the list in terms of scrutiny, because here's why it matters, right? If he's compromised by a foreign adversary, he meant to say, it's a little early in the morning, like China, that does matter. And it compromises the president in Joe Biden by extension. And it raises a fair question. Why won't the current president press Chinese President Xi on the origins of COVID? There are nearly 800,000 Americans dead. More deaths this year than last year, despite having multiple vaccines and therapeutics. It should be at the top of Joe Biden's list in terms of things to discuss with the Chinese.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.